This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We are back. Just let us know if...
There is no video.
There's no video.
Okay. It happened.
Are we being tested?
Absolutely.
Our beautiful.
What about now? Do you see a video now?
No.
How do you see it, Sister Hannah? Where are you?
I'm just seeing your page. That's it.
Okay. Yes, and it's the wrong even episode. It says
yes, episode 14.
It's from last time. It's not even on the stream. So all there's right, something. Sister, there's a.
Why don't you? Shall we just all hang up and just try again?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. We are, you know, mashallah, sisters, you are amazing. Oh, we see you. You can see us.
No, I cannot see you still.
They're saying they can see us.
I cannot see you.
You can't see.
Oh.
Assalamu alaikum. Hi.
All right. We can see us, Dr. Hannah. They can see us.
Okay, I cannot see you. I just see your page in the episode 14, but so that's all I have.
That's true. On my page, that's what I'm seeing as well. But how are they seeing us?
Allah.
Doing a replay or something? Because, let's see, this is the live one. No, I see you.
We're good. All right, everybody.
So I'm the only one who cannot see the hala here.
You can't see me? Oh, no.
How can I function without looking at this beautiful face?
Habibti, I apologize. Jazakallah khair and all of you for being so amazing, logging back on, being with us. Sister Hala, refresh. I can see you, and Sister Hannah, and can hear you clearly. Jazakallah khairan. We are back on track. Okay, we're going to go longer because of the technical issues. So thank you so much. Let's get started. All right. In one of the answers, Dr. Hannah said, if a deceased person has any remaining fast to be taken, it is better for the child to fulfill it. My question is, does that mean we can take sunnah fast for our parents? Can we do sunnah fast?
There is a question that you asked me before, and inshallah, should I give it to me because I didn't answer it because... At that time, things was closed. But anyway, as for the Allahumma hadina sawa.
Oh, it was about the reciting behind the imam. I thought you answered it. No?
I did. I don't know if you heard me.
Did everyone hear the answer? Can you say yes if you heard the answer about the prayer, praying behind the imam and reciting silently? Did y'all get that?
I don't know if this question also has more like what happened if I make a mistake while I am behind the imam. Is that the same question or not?
That one, they said they heard that answer, alhamdulillah, so we're good on that.
Excellent. Then
another part of it was, let's see. All right. At-tahiyyat, and he already moves on the next part of the salah. When I pray behind an imam, or at home behind my husband, sometimes I haven't finished one part, like at tahiyyat, and he already moves on to the next part of the salah, standing for the next rakat, when I haven't completed it myself. The imam won't do sajda to correct me. What should I do for this and for the mistakes in my salah that the imam is not aware of?
Any mistakes that you do in the salah behind the imam is forgiven because you are following the imam. Any goodness that the imam is doing, you follow it and you have no making up for any mistake that you do. So let's say that he's one of those people who would really finish very fast in the tahiyyat or doing subhana rabbi al-azim and very fast and stand up and you did not finish. It's okay. For you, you have nothing to do. The only time that the imam has to do two sajda, is when he himself does a mistake.
Okay. So you're covered if you made the mistake following the imam and it's not his mistake, there's no sajda sahu. It's only when you're praying by yourself, correct?
Yeah. Correct. Okay.
The sister reminded us of the question we overlooked. Jazakallah khairan, sister. What is it? Fazia Ali. So it was about if you have not forgiven a person and are making dua, is your dua answered? Because this person obviously is still harming her.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَاخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. So the people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they told him that the non-believer are gathering themselves from every angle around the Arab peninsula and they are coming against you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also against the Sahaba. So you expect that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companion to be terrified and to be scared. Actually, Allah said it did not do anything to them except increase their iman. And then they turned to Allah and said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Number one, they increased their iman because their iman means that I know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala promised us that the Prophet and the follower of the Prophets always end up having the victory. And also, they know their capability. They know that they cannot overcome all these people. So they turn to Allah by saying, you will suffice us. So if there is somebody who's harming you and continually harming you, you do your best to keep away from them and to keep away their harm from you. And if you cannot forgive them, then say Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. The only time that your dua or your deeds will be hanging in this dunya without reaching to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is when you cut relation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels, keep their deeds in down there until they reconcile. This is the only time. Other than that, your dua is fine. Your deeds are fine as long as they are your relative and you are not cutting relationship or severing relationship between you and them. As for forgiving, if you cannot forgive, and I really encourage you, forgive. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to let anybody take part of your peace, take part of your heart, and take part of your sanity, take part of your serenity and your tranquility. You need it. So all you have to do, if you can't, then say, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah will suffice me. That means I took my case and I give it to a lawyer and I'm done. Give it to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah is the highest example. Know for fact, as Allah said, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, means that your iman is increased because you know I moved my case from this earth to the sky to Allah. So I am done. I don't have to be agonized by it. I don't have to worry about it. Allah will suffice me. And if you really truly believe that Allah will suffice you, it will be out of your heart. If not, you are going to continue thinking about it and you will notice that you'll be taking a lot of your peace. Allah, they don't deserve anybody who is hurting me. They don't deserve to take this peaceful time from me and peaceful part of my heart. Allah knows.
Allah. First and foremost, I miss your beautiful recitation. You know, I used to attend Dr. Hana's classes. Oh my gosh, sometimes we would have 5 halaqas a week, mashallah, with the tafsir and the tajweed. And so I missed your recitation. And thank you for clarifying. So as long as it's not cutting ties with a family member, you're good. But you encourage forgiveness because...
Or a Muslim fellow, yes.
Okay, as long as you do not cut ties. But what do you mean by Muslim fellow?
I mean, one of your friends, a Muslim person, you meet him, salam alaikum, as long as you say salam alaikum, alaikum salam, sure. You're not cutting relation.
Okay, so giving salam, that's the extent.
Giving salam, answering salam, and that's right. It.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a big relief, I'm sure. But what I love is that you encourage the forgiveness, because it really does relieve us. And from a psychological perspective and a spiritual perspective, when you are able to let go, you are so much more free. And like Dr. Hana said, you do feel the serenity so much more. Jazakallah khairan. Yeah. Well, one question, which I'm sure a lot of sisters have, it's about what if, okay, you make it to Jannah. Okay, so I know the big thing is let's just make it to Jannah, but let's entertain this question, because she's asking, what if you get to Jannah and you don't want your spouse as your partner there? The men, this is what she wrote, that the men are going to get these hudalayn, and what are the women going to get? Are they going to get the husband that they didn't want on this earth? Are they getting them back? And that will be great to hear your answer.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. First of all, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. Whoever moved like an inch from the hellfire and entered Jannah, he will be successful. This is number one. Number two, you are in Jannah. You are the guest of Allah. You are going to be host in the best and the highest way that you can. Your eyes never seen, your mind never visualize, your heart never hope for. Yet you hope for Jannah, but you don't know, you know that something beautiful, but you don't know how beautiful the Jannah is. Okay, right. This is one. Two, the woman is always spoiled. Allah spoiled the woman because she's the queen. Allah spoiled the woman because she is the most beautiful thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, or one of the most beautiful things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. That's why he put a lot of rules, cover her beauty, nobody touches her, nobody hurts her. If you hurt a woman, I will be the one who will stand in against you. If you take care of your daughter, I will be the one who's going to compensate for you, all this kind of things. On the day of resurrection, if the woman does not want her husband, she's the one who chooses. If both of them are in Jannah and she wants her husband back, guess what? Allah said, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِم مِّن غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ. We removed all kind of bad feelings from their hearts. You're going to see this person completely like Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, somebody else, he doesn't have any flaw. But again, it's your choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will tell him, I do not want to be with this man. Allah will tell you, those are the men in front of you. Choose whatever you like. And if a woman dies while she is virgin, she never married somebody else, she will get the choice to choose a virgin man who died before he touches anyone. And if a woman dies and she was barren, she did never had a children, she will have the children, but she's very lucky. She's not going to go through the pregnancy, nursing, disciplining, worries, screaming, why you didn't do A+, why you didn't go to school, don't go with this bad boy, don't go with this bad girl, don't have. So alhamdulillah, she will be very lucky to have her own children. Nobody will be deprived of anything in Jannah. The main thing, my beautiful sister, is I always tell myself, my main concern is to enter Jannah. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm going to be super happy. I just want to enter Jannah. I'm not thinking of any of that. But again, definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقَنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Those people who believe and their offspring will follow them in the same path, they will be together in Jannah. Because Jannah is not going to be complete unless you have your loved one with you. Your children, your husband, your mother, your father, the people that you love, all of us. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ يَا عِبَادِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ. The friends will be enemies of each other on the day of resurrection, except the one who need each other for Allah's sake, the one who love each other for Allah's sake. Mm. And that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you have no fear, you have no regret, enter Jannah and enjoy.
MashaAllah. I could listen to you all day. I miss it so much. And it's so soothing and beautiful. And what a nice reminder that let's just get to Jannah and we know. And I think as you increase your knowledge of Allah and you have that tawakkul, and you know that everything is going to be in the best way possible. So I love that. And what I always used to love about you, Dr. Hana, is that you would talk about Jannah like it's a vacation you're about to go to, like as if someone is about to go to Spain or they're going to Cancun. You would always talk about it like, I'm going to come, we're going to have tea together. And it's
there is a doubt, Hala, there is a big doubt for me to go to Cancun or to go to Paris or to go, but I have no doubt
right.
that every person who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah will enter Jannah. I have no doubt in the Quran. You should not have any doubts, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. You know, I can go to Jannah without any reckoning because Allah loves me. I can go to Jannah after some kind of punishment because Allah will for me to be punished. I can go to Jannah after waiting in the Araf area. But in the end of the day, all the believing men and women are going to go to Jannah. All of them. So there is no doubt, inshallah ta'ala, in my mind, that all of whoever says La ilaha illallah from Adam all the way to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his prophet is Rasulullah, and follow the law that Allah sent it to him, will end up in Jannah. And that's why we have to hope and sit there and visualize the people that we want to sit with in Jannah. I want to see Sayyida Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. I want to see Sayyida Maryam. I want to see Sayyida Aisha. I want to see the lady in the story of the dude. I want to see a group of Sayyida Khadija on the top of my list. I want to see all the people that we love this so much, but we never seen. And I want to see the people, the ladies that we are emulating and imitating in this life, and I never seen. And I really, sometimes I just sit there and said, okay, when I'm going to see all this beautiful sister that I love very much.
Beautiful, beautiful. I think bringing it, making it real, because, you know, even if you talk about attaining goals here in this dunya, the more we visualize it, the more we believe it, the more conviction we have, the more we're able to manifest it. So within a spiritual realm, when we make Jannah so real for us, and the Sahabas used to say when they pray, they would just visualize as if Jannah is in front of them and not is to the left of them. Like they visualize it, and the power of visualization is amazing. So we need to use it for our spiritual realm as well.
I know I'm talking too much, but to visualize the Jannah or to visualize the Nar, there is no way of having the status of certainty until you really understand the letter that Allah sent it to you individually and to all of us collective, the Quran. The message that Allah sent to you, you need to read it and understand that Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. You will know for certain, Allah is capable of, He promised you to erase all type of sins, major sins, minor sins, kufr, shirk. And you repent from that, you become Muslim. You associate none with Allah, you're done.
How nice. What a beautiful comment. One sister has written, SubhanAllah, may Allah bless Dr. Hanat. Such a beautiful reminder, and may Allah put barakat in all that knowledge. Ameen. And another sister said, yeah, goosebumps. I love how much hope you are giving us. So this is great. Alhamdulillah. The next question. And sisters, if you can keep your questions, you can type it up here. Just keep it shorter because it passes really quickly, and then I will be able to address it. So if you can make it succinct, short, and I will address it, inshallah. This next question is about one of my favorite ibadahs, and that is when you go to the masjid or you're at home and you pray Fajr and you stay doing the dhikr until shuruq time, and that will give you the benefit of like the reward of Hajj and Umrah. Right. So this sister is asking, and if you could expand on that, tell us how much this is favored. And she's asking, can she pray Fajr, take a nap, and then wake up and do the shuruq? I think she wants a shortcut, sister.
Yes,
for the Hajj and Umrah.
My beautiful sister, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your iman and give you health and wealth and strength to do all what you're hoping for to do.
Amen.
Salat al-Fajr, inna Qur'an al-Fajri kana mashhuda. Allah said the recitation of the Qur'an in Salat al-Fajr is witnessed by the angels. So this is an amazing thing that you have to be sure that you're doing it on time, every single day, as long as you live. And if one day you overslept, rejoice, because this is a gift from Allah, a sadaqah from Allah on you. No, yani if it's this, is you're praying every single day, and one day you were tired and you overslept, don't worry, don't feel bad, it's a gift from Allah. Mm-hmm. As for the ashuruq, yes, if you read your salat, especially in the masjid, Salat al-Fajr, and you sit there doing your adhkar and stay until the shuruq comes, and 15 minutes later you pray to raqa, you get the reward of this hajj and umrah with the stamp of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you take a nap and you stand and you read the salat al-shuruq or salat al-duha, it's only one. The names is different, but the salah is one. Al-duha and al-shuruq is one. So you pray to rak'ah, rejoice. And please, if you did not used to pray salat al-duha, go ahead and start now. Because Sayyida Aisha radhiyallahu alayha said that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُصْبِحُ عَلَى كُلِّ سُلَامٍ مِّنْ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةً. Every single morning, you're supposed to pay sadaqah for every joint of your body. And you have 360 joints in your body, and you cannot really pay every single day this much sadaqah for your joint. So she said, raka'ata al-duha will pay off those sadaqah for all of your joints. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal-duha wal-layl, Allah made an oath by al-duha. So this is an excellent, excellent thing that you can do for yourself, inshallah ta'ala.
I love that. And you know, this is one of my favorite things to do. Imagine you go, and even for the sisters who can't leave the house, you can do it in your own home and you get the same reward as well. So
I hope so, inshallah. Yes. The hadith said in the masjid, but you know what? Fadlullah wasa. You know, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limitless.
Beautiful. Jazakallah khair for that.
And again, Sister Hale, yani, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond the imagination. Let's say you and I go to Jannah and both of us are the same level of righteousness, and you enter your Jannah and you find yourself have 10,000 palm trees in your garden, and you look at me and you find 100,000 palm trees, and every tree, by the way, the tank itself is from gold.
The tank of your trunk is made out of gold.
Yeah, the trunk of you. It's a trunk. So you look why. Then you come to find out that I used to say Subhanallah wa bihamdi 100 times. Every time you say Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Allah will plant a tree for you in your Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase all of your sins if you finish 100 subhanallah wa bihamdih. If you have the sins, the size of the foam on the top of the sea, Allah will erase it for you. If you say la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, you did not really do any effort, you just saying those words, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward as if you free 10 slaves from the family of Sayyidina Ismail, the original Arab, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. So the point is counting and calculating, it comes from here. And again, it goes back to your heart. It goes back to your heart. Your heart is sound. You're going to find yourself saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And this is one of the yani, if we cannot come out from this seminar today, or whatever you call it, with any benefit except saying, keep doing dhikr in this 10 days of Ramadan in all of my life, all your life, you are the richest human being on the face of the earth. Astaghfirullah al-azim alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Subhanallah, and say it with full mouth, with consciousness of your heart and your mind, subhanallah, right now I am glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm describing my Lord that he is flawless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm glorifying Allah. So I don't say subhanallah, subhanallah,
exactly.
I say subhanallah al-azim, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I was talking while back, me and my beautiful sister Hala, about the word alhamdulillah. And it's a therapeutic, subhanallah, when I say alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And I pause, I say alhamdulillah for what? Because most of us have problems, the big problems, and say, oh, and we focus on that problem only. And when I say alhamdulillah, the al-flam in the beginning of alhamdulillah encompasses all type of hamd. For what? For being alive, for breathing, for tasting the food, for going to the bathroom by myself, for choosing to be a Muslim, for saying alhamdulillah, Allah facilitate the word on my lips to say alhamdulillah, for my house, for my husband, for my children. It doesn't have to be perfect. This life never meant to be perfect. So imagine that once you stay there for 1 second, just to say alhamdulillah, and then you just reflect on some of the things that you have and you're enjoying. Wallahi, if you're feeling down, you'll feel good, inshallah ta'ala. So please keep doing subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And make sure that you have time for Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b, I know Hala's going to kill me. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b.
I'm hearing from you.
Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b, radiallahu anhu arda, was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ubay ibn Ka'b is known to be one of the top close friend of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Bayyinah. And he told the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take this surah and read it to Ubay ibn Ka'b. To that extent, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani loves Ubay. So Ubay used to designate certain time for dua. So he told the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, how much of my dua shall I designate it for you? He said, do whatever you want to do. He said, 1/3. He said, do whatever you want to do. 1/4. Do whatever you want to do. Half, do whatever you want to do. The whole of my dua, he said, Idhan, if you do that, all of your affairs will be taken care of. Oh, you don't have to do dua. Allah knows what you want. All of your affairs will be taken care of.
If they do, what? Allah. Could you repeat that, please?
Allahumma salli ala salah ala Sayyidina Rasulullah.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ahli Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ahli Ibrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. Allahumma salli. Whatever form of salah you want to send it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and guess what? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is answering you.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said
really? MashaAllah, you're comforting the hearts of the sisters. Some are crying. Some are in goosebumps. They're saying that they love you and they feel with
I really want to be with you in Jannah, all of us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. I love you all for Allah's sake. You know,
alhamdulillah. And many are saying that, you know, they love, one sister saying, love listening to you, Dr. Hana. It's an honor to be in your company. Alhamdulillah, and may Allah reward you immensely. And many want to learn from you, mashallah. I learned a tremendous amount. I couldn't do what I'm doing, mashallah, without Dr. Hana.
May Allah reward you.
The education she gave me, the encouragement. And she scared the heck out of me because she said, if you don't teach, your knowledge is going to be taken away. Because I
want to be a student. Ya Habibati said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Convey on my behalf, even if it's one ayah.
Right, right.
So, yes.
And speak to a person, because I just asked a sister, very knowledgeable. She has a degree in Islamic studies. And she said, I'm not qualified. And, you know, I told her, I said, I'm going to tell you what Dr. Hanat told me, which encouraged me to do these lectures. What would you say to someone who feels too maybe afraid to make mistakes, afraid that they're not qualified?
We all make mistakes, habibati. Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, كل يؤخذ من قوله ويرد إلا صاحب هذه الروضة. Everyone we take from his saying and we reject some of his saying except the one who is laying down in this rawdah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So definitely whatever I'm saying right is from Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and whatever is wrong is from me and from the shaitan. There is no doubt we are going to make mistakes. We have to start baby steps, and we have to start with teaching ourselves, with teaching our children, with teaching the closest people to us. We also need to be trained under someone who's qualified, and to give a small halaqa under supervision of somebody. And then I used to sit with my friends, and we sit next to each other, even hala. We sit in the halaqa of each other, and we write notes about the mistakes that we do and the way we present ourselves, and the way this hadith has a question mark. The interpretation of this ayah was not correct. The Arabic language was that this way, absolutely. And this is for someone who really wants to learn. Abu Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu warda said, Rahim Allahum ri'in ahda ilayya ayubi. May Allah give mercy to someone who gifts me my flaws.
Oh, wow. Gifts. It's a gift.
Yes, of course, if you love me, you tell me, Hana, you did something wrong. You did this and this and this and this and that. If you love me. Because if you really hate me, you want me to continue doing the wrong thing, and I'm not really feeling that I'm doing the wrong thing.
Yes. So many sisters want to study with you. They want to be your students. So how can they go about? I know they can send
on my private, inshallah. Some of them, they already send on my Facebook messages. Okay. And inshallah, after Ramadan, because Ramadan, I don't know where the time goes.
Right.
No, after Ramadan, I will definitely, inshallah ta'ala, I only have right now tafsir, interpretation of the Quran in English, and I have one in Arabic. And I have also planning to do raising children in Islam very soon. My daughter-in-law is pushing me hard to do it. But we'll see, inshallah ta'ala, because I'm super young, it takes time to prepare for so many things.
You are, mashallah. Well, that's beautiful. We appreciate all your time, your effort. Sisters, thank you. You all were amazing. Not only did you not give up, you stayed and you, mashallah, we increased in the dhikr, we increased in our knowledge. And so we really appreciate all the feedback. You've been amazingly engaged, alhamdulillah. And I just want to remind everyone about the Sadaqa Jariyah that we are doing. It is 100% for charity for the homeless Muslims in Dallas, Texas. And mashallah, on Saturday, they were distributing iftar and money for Eid. And, you know, they were lining up. They give it away at 5 p.m. They were lining up the cars. Hundreds of cars were lined up from 1 p.m. Dr. Hannah, inshallah. Can you imagine? So, inshallah, we want to reach our goal of 30,000 for this organization. We're up to $23,000, mashallah.
Inshallah.
In the last 10 days, if whatever amount you can give. And to thank you for it, what we're doing is we're going to give you lifetime access to all these beautiful lessons that Dr. Hannah is doing, and also all the other beautiful speakers, and you'll have lifetime access, and there's the workbook as well that you will benefit from, inshallah. Mashallah. Thank you so much, Dr. Hannah, for your time, for the beautiful recitation and all your hikmah, mashallah.
Jazakumullahu khairan. Allah reward you. Again, please, everyone, take advantage of this last 10 days. If you have a calamity, if you have a problem, tell your story to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you are in your salah, if you're not praying, just sit there and tell Allah everything that you have, instead of calling one of your friends or calling your mom or someone to tell them the agony that you're going through. Tell it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you your needs also present it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody will be able to grant it to you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not forget yourself from doing repentance. Do not forget yourself from doing dhikr. do not forget your heart from cleaning your heart and reclaim it and re-own it again. Nobody deserves. Your enemy does not deserve to own your heart. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وجزاكم الله عنا خير الجزاء. I'll see إن شاء الله تعالى next week.
Yes, we have one more lesson remaining with Dr. Hana, the Q&A. And you know, we've been talking about improving our character, and inshallah, this is not something you can do in a month, right, Dr. Hana? This is an ongoing process. And so this for is, those, yes.
Ramadan is a workshop, Hale.
What is Ramadan, that?
Ramadan is a training period. It's a workshop. It's something that the feeling, the beautiful feeling that you feel throughout Ramadan, and the purity of your heart, and the smile that you have in your face, and the energy that you have for waking up before Salat al-Fajr is something going to make you feel so good. You are going to continue. I have one of my friend of mine last year when we were locked up and we were doing the Taraweeh at home. She said, since then, I wake up at 3 o'clock and I do my juz reading and my juz in the salah, and I enjoy it very much. Amazing.
Yes.
That's why, remember, Hala, you used to tell me, and you know, when I was taking with you some classes of the beautiful psychology that you are teaching, you were telling us that you have to learn how to love yourself. And the ultimate goal of loving yourself is saving yourself from the hellfire.
I like that. Beautiful, beautiful. And this is what, for those of you who want to continue in self-improvement, character building, I do have my mentorship program, Mindful Hearts Academy. After Ramadan, please join it. Registration is open, and it's all about self-improvement, about being the best version of yourself. And we're gonna convince Dr. Hana to come on and we'd love to have you. Jazakallah khairan. Thank you, sisters, for being so beautiful, so patient. One sister is asking one question. She's asking moisturizer when you're fasting. I don't think that's an issue to put moisturizer on while you're fasting.
No. Well, as long as it doesn't have the, you know, if you're going out and it has sweet smell, this is the only time in Ramadan or no Ramadan.
Okay. Could you make a dua for all the sisters, please? They're all asking for dua.
Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا حمدا يليق بجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم تقبل منا الصيام وتقبل منا القيام وتقبل منا الصدقات وتقبل منا الزكاة يا رب العالمين اللهم أعطي كل give each and every sister her سؤل يا رب العالمين أو الله grant each and every sister what she is asking for what is in need of اللهم أو الله lift all type of calamity from all of our lives and our Muslims life يا رب العالمين أو الله سبحانه make the all our husband are the best husbands in our eyes يا رب العالمين and make us the most beautiful girls in their eyes يا رب العالمين Place the peace and tranquility in the homes of the Muslims, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Teach us how to raise our children to be with us in Jannah, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Guide our children and grant them good company, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Allahumma ihfazhum. Oh Allah, protect them. Oh Allah, protect them. Oh Allah, protect them from themselves, from the shayateen, al-insu, al-jinn, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Oh Allah, grant us many, many Ramadanat and give us taqwa and give us righteousness, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, in this life. الله grant us Jannah. اللهم يا رب العالمين ارزقنا الجنة. اللهم ارزقنا الجنة. اللهم ارزقنا الجنة. اللهم اجمعني وأخواتي في الجنة. Oh Allah, gather me and all of my sisters who's listening to us today, and all of the sisters and the brother who say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله from the bottom of their heart. يا رب العالمين اجمعني بهم. Gather us with them in the highest place in Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, get our children married. Oh Allah, direct our boys to find excellent wives, Ya Rabbil Alameen, their partner in Jannah. Oh Allah, direct our daughter, Ya Rabbil Alameen, provide for them excellent husband to be their husband in Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, provide for us the sustenance, the sustenance in this life, Ya Rabbil Alameen, in the hereafter. Oh Allah, pay our debts, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, lift our calamity, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, open the door for al haram for us, Ya Rabb al Alameen, again. Ameen. Take us to the haram again, Ya Rabb al Alameen. Open the door of the haram for us, Ya Rabb al Alameen. Grant us Hajj wa Umrah, Ya Akram al Akrameen. Grant us Hajj and Umrah, Ya Rabb al Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, Ya Rabb al Alameen. Ya Allah, grant us sincerity. Ya Allah, grant us sincerity. Ya Allah, grant us sincerity, Ya Rabb al Alameen. Ya Allah, grant us understanding the Quran. Ya Allah, grant us the meaning of the Quran, engraved in our heart, and make it easy for us to implement it in our life, Ya Rabb al Alameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, that was so comforting. Jazakallah khayran, Dr. Hana, for that uplifting talk, full of hope, full of optimism, full of, you know, just comforting words. So Jazakallah khairan. And for everyone who, you know, if you stay till the very end, so I think next Tuesday is going to be the last day. I'm going to be giving away free membership to the mentorship program. And it's all going to be about joining each day and being active and taking part, because I really want y'all to benefit from this, inshallah. Thank you so much, Dr. Hana, again. Jazakallah khair, and all of you beautiful sisters for being incredible, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.